This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Stephanie Fortune is now a member of the Colorado Springs City Council. Fortune was sworn in as the District 3 council member at the beginning of the council's work session yesterday. Fortune was expected to be picked for the position last week, but the council had to hold two special meetings before agreeing to her appointment.
Fortune takes the place of former City Councilman Richard Scorman, who announced his resignation late last year. Many District 3 constituents feel that they are planning a recall effort, in favor of a candidate they feel is more representative of their progressive-leaning district. Ruth Obey supports the recall effort being organized. She calls Fortune's appointment a travesty and says that the council ignored the concerns from many District 3 constituents.
I support it because the process, in my mind, was not a fair process or a just process. And I believe in having fair and equal representation. Had no knowledge of this candidate before, and it has been imposed upon us from the top down.
Both Fortune and City Council President Tom Strand say that they're not worried about that possible recall effort. However, Strand says the council may review the process of filling council vacancies and make changes as needed. More is known following last Thursday's deadly shooting on Highway 24. The victim has died of his injuries, making this another homicide investigation. That man identified yesterday as 41-year-old Christopher Wilson of Colorado Springs. Wilson was rushed to the hospital just after 9 o'clock Thursday night after he was found shot in the middle of the MLK bypass near South Circle. No arrests have been made. Detectives continuing to work to identify a suspect in this case. There has been an alarming increase in the number of stolen guns in Colorado Springs. Thousands of guns have been stolen in the past 5 years, and now crime is on the rise. Since 2017, more than 6,000 guns have been stolen off the streets of Colorado Springs. That number for 2021 still being processed, but police anticipate another record-setting year. CSPD Crime Prevention Officer MJ Thompson said that among the challenges police face when trying to track down a gun is the information provided to them by their owners.
We get that a lot. People will find out that a weapon has been stolen and they can't tell us the make, model, caliber, anything of the weapon. So, it's just like anything else in your home. Take a picture now. Everybody has cell phones. It's so easy. Take a picture of the weapon. Obviously, take a picture of the serial number, the brand, if you can.
Not having information can make it also near impossible for federal authorities to track down a firearm if it's used in a crime in a neighboring state. Coloradans now required by state law to report stolen firearms within 5 days. Failure to do so can result in fines.
The number of new COVID cases across the region remains high, but is starting to show a slight decline. The most recent data, including figures from Monday and this past weekend, show 3,452 new cases and 4 deaths in El Paso County. Of course, remember that represents a 3-day period. In Pueblo County, 1,149 new cases and 2 deaths. In Teller County, 77 new cases. Fremont County has had 252 new cases and 1 additional death. State health officials are urging parents to get booster shots for their kids 12 and older, as long as it's been 5 months since their last shot. Dr. Elizabeth Vance with Peak Vista says she's seen a surge of patients getting COVID who are between 12 and 17.
And so that booster just reminds your immune system, this is how you fight off COVID. This is what to do when you see the virus, and gives your body the ability to fight it off on its own.
Dr. Vance recommends getting your kids boosted on a Friday just in case they have side effects that keep them out of school. For a list of vaccine sites, head to our website, krdo.com.
Mainly cloudy skies, cold temperatures, and periods of snow as we head through your Tuesday afternoon. Light accumulations less than an inch for both Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Highs today in the low 30s, Colorado Springs 38, and Pueblo frigid as we head overnight with morning starts in the teens and single digits. Partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon with a little bit of a warming trend, 42 Colorado Springs, 43 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.